goal of tonight is that we go away with two things really in our minds. That we go away with one thing from a parenting angle and one thing from a marriage angle. That we think, you know, there's something that we take away from the class. It's, you know, we've been stirred into thinking about our marriages, about our homes, about our parenting. So we're going to have a little bit of time as breaking up into groups to discuss that and to really try and draw that together. Chevy and I together are going to just give a sort of brief overview of what was talked about in the classes, and then we'll split into our groups, and we'll have a bit of sharing, and then we'll finish up after that. Chevy, do you want to start that off?
We're going to go in chronological order. So I'm going to do a little review of what we did, because we were first in the order. Just to remind you, for those of you who weren't there as well, just to tell you if you haven't seen it already on the website. So we had four principles, and the first one was based on Ephesians 5:25, which Tim spoke about, and that was the whole idea of husbands taking responsibility for their families and not just settling for anything for a quiet life.
Amen.
That obviously resonates. And then secondly, I spoke about, based on 1 Peter 3, verse 6, about wives, how we shouldn't give way to fear, how that's not God's plan. And specifically, allowing our husbands to lead our marriages and our families. And I did some sharing about my sins in the past. And we also talked a bit about not giving way to fear when bringing our children out late at night on Friday. And we talked about that sort of thing. Then Alice went next, and she talked about how helpful she found being self-aware. And that sort of applies to us as parents, obviously helping our children as they grow older and become teens to become self-aware. And she talked about just, you know, being aware that she tends to be quite an impatient, intolerant person at times and a bit of a people pleaser. So she's shared about that. And then Ben went last, and he talked about the importance of, even though we were very firm and what would you say, uncompromising in our disciplining of him and our expectations of him, that he always felt loved. And that was the thing, that was the fourth principle, to always just make sure, no matter what the situation, that our children feel loved. So that was from our
Then we had Albert and Angela. Angela shared about not bottling up our feelings in our marriages, but making sure we're talking about things. Good planning within our marriages, planning, getting our diaries sorted out when we're doing what, you know, really working together as couples. Dealing with distractions, not working it out, the time together is distracted time. Also organising ourselves so we get good time with our spouses when the children are busy with other things, and also the point of making time to pray together. Albert mentioned about being patient and good-humoured. We all know how chaotic marriage life, or just life in general, is, so just, you know, wanting that to be good-humoured. Be joyful always, 1 Timothy chapter 6. With our parenting, a mention was that preparing our children for life, especially just really making sure that we're emphasising to them that God is first. We have boundaries, but God is very much first. So that was our second class with Albert and Angela. Chevy.
Right, well, Rudy Dizel are here, so if I leave anything crucial out, I'm sure you can tell me. They started off talking about how there's always hope. With God, there is hope. Amen. And you looked at Psalm 73, which was wonderful, and that no matter what the situation, the answer is always with God. No matter how gloomy and hopeless it may seem, that we've got to hold on to God and have God at the centre of our marriage and our families. And although there are no guarantees, God is in control and we're not in control, but just to really hold on to God in that way. And then they spoke about spending time together, which is what Albert and Andrew also mentioned. And not just together, which is obviously very important, but with other couples who can help us when we have challenges, or would just encourage us so we can help each other. And also, just one thing we thought about too was just the idea of spending time with other couples with children the same sorts of age as ours. We talked about that, didn't we? How we used to do that with you guys when you first arrived in the country. And then Lizelle talked about, Lizelle talked about not always talking when she feels upset about a situation, but thinking, now what upset me? Why do I feel this way? So that instead of coming across in an accusatory way, we come across more helpful. So we're helping our husband by telling him how we're feeling, not telling him, you made me feel this way or you did this, but more thinking, now why am I what am I feeling and why am I feeling it? So that it doesn't come across in an accusatory way, and assuming the best of each other. And then Lizelle also spoke about how there are times when we as wives cannot feel fulfilled by our relationship with God because we haven't maybe spent the time with God that we need to. And when we don't do that, that's when we become more demanding of our husbands to meet our needs instead of going to God. And we become very more needy because of that. And she encouraged us to really, you know, make that time for God. Yeah? Do you want to add anything? Okay. Then Rudy got back up again and he talked about leadership and what happens when the husband doesn't lead. And the answer was the wife would lead. Then he went on to talk about, again, based on 1 Peter 3, about how it's the husband's responsibility to be considerate. And he asked the question of the husbands, how well do you understand and serve your wife? And how important it is to make time to listen to her and not be selfish or proud. That's what he said. I'm not making it up. That's what he said. I'm only sharing. That's what Rudy said to the husbands. Then that means the wife, we wives, can listen to our husbands. And then Lizelle at the very end said, it's really important for us wives to make sure we respect our husbands. They said so much, it's very hard to summarize because it was an amazing class. And then Rudy had a final challenging question for us all, and the question was, how much input are you getting in raising your children? And he left us with that question.
We're going to spend a little time with our bit of group work right now. I'd like to encourage us to think about who you'd going to circle up with. Fairly small groups, people that you maybe feel, you know, really comfortable with. You want to share, share your convictions, your thoughts, and then we're going to have a little bit of time to talk about those as a group, and then we'll finish off with a few bits and pieces. So let's take about 10 minutes right now, organize ourselves into small groups and talk about what we're going to take away from the marriage and parenting classes. Thank you. So let's use this time just to share some convictions that we have come to, because we always help each other when we do this. We realise we're not the only one when somebody else shares something. So maybe we can share just something of these marriage parenting points. Who would like to start that? The first person, Chevy.
In our group, we talked about how with having children, it's really important that we have those, like Rudy and Lizelle spoke about having those date nights when we can, if it means getting out of the house, we can be with our spouse and have that special time together. And it's very easy, because the children tend to shout the loudest, to miss out on that opportunity.
That was a theme that came up in the classes, I thought, that last week you talked about that. Albert and George talked about that. That seems like, just really make sure we are getting time. It's a really great point. So maybe some of us need to do that. That is just a good idea to do that. Okay, yeah, thanks, Chevy. Brilliant. Someone else, some other braves. Yes, come on. Your hand.
Now, we spoke about various things, and for me, between the husband and the wife, the husband, he needs to love. The wife needs to respect. And you love, when you love, you give. And from the husband's side, he must actually hold respect, the respect of his wife. It is something that he needs to earn. He must be careful that he does not lose that. And then in terms of our children, I always wondered what does it mean when the Bible says, do not exasperate your children. Mm. Until I saw somebody writing that if you exasperate your kids when you expect them to do things you do not do. Mm. In other words, if you don't respect your wife, you cannot expect your kids to respect your wife or even to respect you. Then another thing, and Ruby was with me in the class in London, about marriage counseling. The big destroyer of a marriage is when there is contempt. The person who did this class said that in all the counseling that he did, when there is a high level of contempt, it usually always leads to separation. That's one thing that you almost cannot counsel away. So, how do you actually prevent contempt? By being open. In other words, if something bothers you, talk about it, rather than holding back. So, Sharon and myself, the beginning of our married life, both of us held back. We withdrew. Fortunately, we overcame that. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been together now. But it really is something that can destroy a marriage.
Okay. Thank you, Johan. Yeah, I think those are very valid points. I think just that sort of openness is something that needs to be a real quality that others see. Thank you, Johan. Thank you for all those things. Another one, please. Someone else. Yes.
Okay. I think the last message from Lizelle's class, or when Lizelle spoke, which was respect, just like Johan just said, resonated with me personally, and I feel it's respecting your husband is something that as a woman, no matter what the situation is, even if your husband hasn't earned it, the Bible still commands you to respect, no matter what the situation is. And then also just another thing that was shared was about being on the same page, as an husband and wife, being on the same page in terms of raising your children, so you have the same standard and your children can see you're united and they don't, we are not they don't see any division. That way, you can also come to know God or see God in the picture.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I always think that that must be very quite a challenge when you guys were in different countries, weren't you, for a little while? Because I used to see Wally, but Funky was never there. being so involved in each other's lives, respecting and loving each other, is so important. Okay, someone else. One parenting or one marriage point that you feel like you've got from the class that you'd like to share. Yes, please.
Us wives were talking about when Rudy and Azelle done their class last week, and we were talking about not to come across accusing to our husbands, and we were saying how we can come across accusing, and then that can result in a confrontation. So we were just saying how helpful that was, about not coming across in an accusing way, but being more helpful, like saying it in a helpful way to help the husbands and wives to be able to communicate a lot better.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Julie. I think all of us relate to getting stuck in a rut, don't we? And we just, you know, it becomes a normal sort of communication thing for us. But a class like this can be a really good sort of time when we stop, we think, and we, you know, we make decisions. So I do appreciate that. Yeah, brilliant. Okay, someone else. Yes, Ash.
Hello. She's in a position where she's growing up so quickly, and you know she is likely, you know, to formulate friendships. She's very good at formulating friendships elsewhere, and I think it's just really important that I get some individual time with her. I get some special time with her. And I think one of the things you mentioned was that, you know, if I don't get that real close emotional connection with her, then she will very easily find an emotional connection elsewhere.
Yes. Yes.
So I think that's a really, really big thing, that I get individual time with them to make them feel special.
Okay.
And, you know, that's a big thing. And then...
And his wife as well.
And this week wasn't the
most. Yeah.
No, I appreciate that very much, yeah.
But yeah, but in terms of the marriage as well, I mean, I think a really important thing for us, I mean, it says in one of the scriptures where it talks about bear with each other and forgive one another if you have any grievances against anyone. It's that bear with one another. Yeah, for me, it's a big thing to be aware of my own weaknesses, my own infallibilities. And if I keep that really at the forefront of my mind, I find it easier to be able to bear with Heather and have that real closeness and you know, forgive whatever grievances we might have, which can up here. That's just a big thing for us.
Oh, I appreciate that. I think it's very, very valid. I relate to that a lot. We probably all relate to that. But I think, you know, with our children, they're not young for long. So it is, and they, when they're in senior school, like Emily, they are so busy during the week that weekends really need to be really good. You know, it needs to be a great time. And I think what you mentioned there, Ash, is true, is that, you know, that really dads and daughters, they do have a sort of a romance together. And if they don't get that male attention from dad, then they will go looking for that male attention elsewhere. So I do relate to that. Thank you for sharing, Ash. That's brilliant. who else would like to share some thoughts? But Dennis, please.
I think one of the things that, just from the summary, because I wasn't here for your class, but from the summary that Chevy gave, this idea of the man should lead and not just sort of look for that, you know, quiet life sort of thing. Because I think, you know, for me anyway, sometimes, I think probably most men, you like to tinker a way out of your trouble in many ways, you know, go and do some work and just leave it all and disappear in what you're doing and hope that whatever crisis it is will just sort of, you know, it will just sort of disappear when you come back out of your man cave. But unfortunately it doesn't. So I think for me that is really, really helpful to always remember that, because I can easily just disappear in what I'm doing and the world keeps moves just beside. So that was really helpful.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing we took away, the class we were in was Albert and Angela's one. Just this idea of really think about the long term.
Okay.
Because I think if you're in a position like us where you've got three children who no longer come to church, it's so easy to think this is the end.
Yes.
But really, God knows where the end is, and we've always got to remember that it's still all in God's control.
Yeah.
We do our bit, and God does his bit, and we just need to carry on being disciples, really. So that was quite helpful.
Yeah, Dennis, I do appreciate that. Yeah, I think this is the big picture, the long-term picture, and making sure that we don't disappear as men into, as Dennis put it, our men cave. I think to close out, I'd love more sharing, but we don't, unfortunately don't have time. One thing that struck me this week was Chef and I have been having a Bible discussion on Monday evenings, some Monday evenings, and I wanted to read a text message that one of our visitors sent me, which I felt was really quite touched my heart, really, and just maybe to remember just how significant our lives are. And this is a very good friend of mine, very, very special friend. Hi Tim, I really appreciate the offer. My wife and I are going through a bad time at the moment and are pretty much separated. And things are not going well. I can't continue living unhappily as we are. I want the best for the children, so I'll see how it goes. But thank you so much for being in touch. You know, that's just one of my friends. I didn't know that until I invited him to our discussion. And he sent that back. But, you know, at least I'm involved in his life. I think the thing I would like to really just remind us is that our marriages do speak very loudly. So a class like this is important. You know, it's important that we don't just accept a tragically low standard, you know, which basically is what happens in so many situations. But we, you know, we're involved in each other's lives. We have a class like this. We make decisions, and we're able to do that. I think with our parenting, you know, the two things I would mention. One is that if you're a parent of a preteen, these are precious years. They, you know, I would really encourage us to take those preteen years really very seriously and really make the best of those and just be engaged with our preteens. I love being involved with the preteen class. They love dodgeball and they have a little tiny, you know, scriptural message. But really, you know, just to stay engaged with our preteens is an important thing. And also there, just time with our families, just really making sure that we are engaging with our families. I want to read just a scripture to close. And that was, see if I've got it here, should be here, yes. In one of my favourite scriptures, in 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, this is a good scripture, I think great scripture, many errors of a Christian life, but this is love for God, to obey His commands, and His commands are not burdensome. God wants the best for us. He's, you know, the decisions you're coming to, family, marriage, parenting, they're good commands. They might be challenging things that you feel like you've got to deal with, but let me encourage us to really persevere through and really, you know, have a marriage, have a family which stands out and is an example for other people to follow. Anyway, we will call to close right there. And thank you for the class. Thank you very much.
Amen.